So maybe I'll open with a question. So the Buddha described his teaching. You know, he didn't use the word Buddhism. He used a lot of different words, but one of them was the word Dhamma Vinaya. Can you maybe explain why it wasn't just Dhamma? Or what that term means?
Yeah. No, I think it's quite important to take note of that, in the sense that it's a Dhamma Vinaya as a description of what he taught or what he saw as his legacy, and so both the teaching and the training, and recognizing that it's not just a theoretical teaching or a philosophical view on life or on religion. These go together, so that the Dhamma being that sense of a teaching that is pointing toward truth, and then Vinaya being boundaries of conduct and practice because it's also, I think, over time then Vinaya has been assumed to be specifically monastic, but it's, I think, during the early days of the Buddha's teachings, a Vinaya is a standard of conduct that was applicable for both the lay community and the monastic community. So it's also interesting that there's and that's quite clear in Prapayuto's Buddha Dhamma, that great magnum opus, that he divides it into two. And I don't know if it's a canonical term or if it's a or it's a later term, but there's the Majjhima Patipatthā, so the middle way of practice, and Majjhena Dhammadesana, so like the middle way of teaching and the middle way of practicing. So that, though, that sense of there being these approaches of a middle way, and the Dhamma Vinaya is a very old term that points to that. So that recognizing, and the same similarity when we recollect the qualities of the Buddha himself, and these are when we think of what the Buddha is a refuge, and what do we take refuge in? In Buddha Dhamma and Sangha, and thinking of the qualities that we take refuge in, one of those qualities is vicca jarana sampanno, so that being full, replete in both knowledge and conduct, and that is very important. So that's where that both the Dhamma and Vinaya start to work together and function together to create this sense or lay a foundation for us to be able to access that vicca jarana sampanno. So it's a quality that we can both emulate as well as try to embody.